Berkshire News and Berkshire Stories.
With Howard Hughes.
BBC Radio Berkshire.
Saturday morning, BBC Radio Berkshire. Howard Hughes here, but more importantly than anything I could ever do or say, Fevzi Turkup, the man they call the gadget detective, because damn it, he is. How are you, Fevzi?
I'm good, thank you.
There's been a big hoo-ha this week about Adobe's Voco Photoshop for voice. Now, this is a gizmo, isn't it, that allows you to change what people say. So if you wanted to put a naughty word into the Queen's speech, you could.
Yes, yeah. So it's not a product yet, but it's something that Adobe have demonstrated. It's called Voco, V-O-C-O, and it's been nicknamed the Photoshop for voice, because just as you can change reality of photographs using Photoshop, the worry is that this could be used to change what people say. So in the demonstration, they did a demonstration in San Diego. It was done live, and they took a digitized recording of a man that said, "And I kissed my dogs and my wife," and changed it in seconds to "I kissed Jordan three times."
Oh.
So the problem with that, of course, is that we rely upon voice recordings as evidence in judicial proceedings and all sorts of things. We also rely on our voices increasingly as a way to get into security and banking and other systems. You know, voice prints are now being used, and it is a bit worrying. I mean, just imagine what you could do if you could change recordings. All you need at the moment is 20 minutes worth of that person's speech. So you feed that into the computer first, and then you take a sentence, and then you can change it or synthesize it completely. I mean, this basic technology has been around forever. I mean, it hasn't come up in a product form before. But if you think about voice synthesis, you know, think about things like Siri. So when John Briggs did that recording of his voice, I don't think he knew, for example, that he was going to be the voice of Siri. I think it was some time later, and basically they extracted the phonemes, the basic building blocks of speech, and then were able to rearrange them. So I wonder if this is using a similar technology, but it is a bit scary, but it's definitely the way that things are going
to
go.
Well, we always used to quip, because, you know, I spent a lot of my life reading news on various radio stations, as you know, that one of these days they might be able to build a computer that allows you to synthesize a newscaster, so you don't need to hire newscasters. You just sample their voice, pay them once, and then that's it. Now, it looks like that's arrived.
I think that's definitely on the way. I mean, you think about how much it costs to pay humans to entertain us in various forms.
In my case, very little, but I am the exception that proves the rule, I think, yeah.
but in essence, just imagine. I mean, we already have a form of that on, you know, late-night radio stations where they'll bring in a presenter just to record all the links, you know, this is, that was.
Never happens in BBC local radio, we have to say, but it does happen in the commercial sector.
It does happen a lot, and so a three-hour programme gets 20 minutes of links, so someone gets paid to do 20 minutes work instead of 3 hours work. But with something like this, they don't even get to do the 20 minutes. Someone just pulls up a voice print and types the text that they want it to say.
God, I have many disc jockey friends working in central London who will be quivering at the thought of that. Let's get on to the gadget of the week. It is the Huawei, I always love that, the Huawei Nova, which is an Android smartphone. Not another one, Fevzi.
Yeah, this is another one. I mention it because this company, Huawei is quite interesting in that they're a huge manufacturer. They were, for example, the people that manufactured the Nexus 6P smartphone for Google last year, and it was probably the best phone that Huawei had ever made at that point. And in fact, this device, the Nova, is a kind of cut down version of that. And the reason I featured it is because it has it's a mid-range phone, but it has a lot of really high-end quality items, and I think it's going to get harder and harder for people to charge, you know, the better part of £1,000 for a phone when you've got something like this that goes at around £330, £350. So this is if you know the Nexus 6P, think of it as a cut-down version of that. It's an aluminium unibody design, so it's very similar in that way to the Apple phones. Comes in a, you know, I love the colours, titanium grey, mystic silver or prestige gold. But they are nice. And the thing is, for its size, it's got some heft and it really feels solid. Like an Apple device, it doesn't flex. It just seems like a solid chunk of tech.
And you look at the performance stats on this and remember it's a phone. This was your average computer, say, 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So it's got a 5-inch screen, a full HD display. It's got a capable Snapdragon processor in it. So it's got 3 gigabytes of RAM, which is, that's only equaled in phone terms by the iPhone 7 Plus on Apple's range. So it's got a healthy amount of RAM, 32 gigabytes of storage, but unlike Apple stuff, it's got a micro SD card slot in it, so you can plug in another 128 gigabytes at a time. Battery that goes the better part of 2 days, in my experience, which is rather good. And it's got an industry standard USB Type-C port on it as well. I wasn't completely impressed with the cameras. The camera specs are good, 12 megapixels on the rear and an impressive 8 megapixels on the front, but I thought it let itself down a bit on its low light performance, which was a surprise. So I've given it 3.5 stars out of 5, but I think for the money, it's great, and it just shows that these items are becoming more commoditized. They will increasingly get cheaper, and we will get the trickle down of the sort of quality design features like this unibody design, but it trickles down from the very high-end phones now to the mid-range and eventually, I guess, to the entry level as well.
Right. Now, we started this with some discussion of this Adobe software that allows you to make up what people are saying. Going to the other end of the equation, there is some new software that can artificially lip-read better than any human lip-reader.
It is interesting. I mean, the general point I'd make is with both these stories, it's interesting how artificial intelligence and other technologies are now increasingly encroaching on that which was the sole territory of human beings. So certainly up until now, only human beings could lip read, and basically we weren't in a position before where computers could literally put words in our mouths. So with regards to this is a research project at Oxford University, partly funded by Google's DeepMind project, which is their artificial intelligence. DeepMind, I like to remind people, was a British company that Google bought.
But, sounds like something from a James Bond film.
Well, it is. I mean, it's basically an artificial intelligence, effectively what they call a neural net, where you just feed it lots and lots and lots of information, and it crunches it and it learns and it devours information in a way that you might imagine from a sci-fi film, and it comes up with the goods. So with this, what they're saying is that their artificial intelligence system, which they call LipNet, watches the video of a person speaking and matches the text to the movements of their mouse with 93% accuracy.
God.
That compares with about 60% accuracy from a trained lip reader, human lip reader. There are some criticisms of this because in order for this to work, you would have had to have fed it 29,000 special videos. So it's not sort of working out of the box, as it were. But I think that's similar to speech recognition technology, which in the past used to need loads of training. You need to have to read whole paragraphs before it could begin to understand what you were saying. But now that's not always necessary now. So in a similar way, I think with this is the beginning. And I think, you know, there are some great possible uses for this. So hearing aids, just imagine a hearing aid with this technology built in that can read lips, can augment the sound with what's going on with the lips.
And you know, you think that that's a long way away, but it could all be coming to phones and devices like hearing aids. Febs, we've got to park it there now. We're out of time. Thank you very much again. If people want to connect with you, how do they do that?
Follow me on Twitter at Gadget Detective, or go to the website, which is www.gadgetdetective.com.
Fevzi Turkup, the Gadget Detective, returns, the Lord willing, unless, of course, he's been replaced by some kind of technology in 7 days from now. Thanks, Fevzi.
Cheers. Bye now.